Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You ready? It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment.
Unbelievable!
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours, where you can find us across a multitude of platforms. Make sure to watch us live 24/7 on the BetMGM Network and directly on the free Odyssey app. You can also check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network and on YouTube at the BetMGM Network. You can watch us on Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, and more. And if you'd like to listen to us, you can go ahead and do so at Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. And throughout these 4 hours, make sure you hit us up on social media. You can find me on Twitter at Femi Abebefe. You can find me on Instagram at Femi _ Abebefe. Check out the show on Twitter at You Better You Bet and the entire network at BetMGM Network over on Twitter. If you like our show, you like Bet Sweats, BetMGM Tonight, Daily Tip, all the shows that we have across the network, weekdays and weekends at BetMGM Network is where you can find the wagertainment. We got the crew hanging with us here on this Friday. Happy Halloween to all of you out there celebrating later on tonight. Make sure you celebrate safely. But we got the whole crew with us. Tyler Morales, Jake Hassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown. Actually, not the entire crew, because Sean Ha is off and Addie Bates is off as well. So not the entire crew, but we have a crew nonetheless to wrap up this work week. Nick Kostos, he will be joining us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on last night's Thursday night football game that saw the Baltimore Ravens. Two-game win streak for Baltimore? Can we call it that yet? I mean, that's what's happened. Back-to-back victories for the Ravens over the lowly Miami Dolphins. As always, if you miss anything throughout these 4 hours, and we are going to get to a lot. We got the NFL, big weekend in college football, World Series Game 6 tonight in Toronto, NBA, NHL, Breeders' Cup. If you miss anything over these 4 hours, make sure you check us out in podcast form. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcast. And because we are so kind and putting the content on there for you to consume in on-demand fashion, the least you could do is to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast. We have two guests who will be joining us on the program today, starting at 5 o'clock Eastern time. College football betting analyst for the Action Network, host of the Big Bets on Campus podcast, Colin Wilson, will check in with us for his weekly Friday spot, giving us best bets in week 10 in college football, which is headlined by a pair of games in the SEC. Vandy at Texas and Oklahoma at Tennessee. That OU-Tennessee game, a very massive game for college football playoff implications. Like, the winner of that will be set up nicely to potentially make a run at the CFP. Oh, by the way, first CFP rankings from the committee coming out on Tuesday. It's that time of year, folks. So a massive weekend ahead in college football. And then at 5:40 Eastern, horse racing expert, host of the Magic Mike Show, Samo Bombs at Racing Dudes, Ready, Set, Bet for our friends over at VSiN. Mike Somich returns to us here on You Better You Bet. He'll give out his best bets for week 9 in the NFL, as well as the Breeders' Cup going on today and tomorrow. Horse racing back in our lives, which means Mike Somich back in our lives at 5:40 Eastern time. But let's go ahead and get into what we saw last night, Thursday Night Football, Ravens beating the Miami Dolphins 28-6. And before we get into the meat of it, and obviously the news of the day as well as it pertains to the Miami Dolphins, just a quick note, because like it just continues, you know, just lay the chalk and you win. Like, that's what it is. Last week, week 8, 11-2 ATS were the favorites. Best win percentage in a week in 40 years. And let's just kick off week 9 with another favorite covering by margin. Baltimore covers the 7.5, and this one was a no-sweat winner for those of you on the Baltimore Ravens. I talked about teasing the Ravens. Those teaser legs obviously made it through, so we got some nice tickets on some of the games this week and getting those boosted up 6 points with the teaser legs. So hopefully those cover, and we get the fruits of our labor with Baltimore covering last night. But the big news out of the NFL today here on this Friday, happy Halloween, Chris Greer and the Miami Dolphins, the general manager Chris Greer and the Dolphins have mutually parted ways after Greer was the GM since 2016. And of course, this comes off of the heels of last night's embarrassing loss to the Baltimore Ravens. Miami had made the playoffs 3 times in Chris Greer's tenure. For those of you scoring at home, no bueno. That's not good. You need to produce a hell of a lot more winning seasons than just 3 playoff appearances as general manager. Now, I didn't think that this was going to be the news that we would get when we woke up this morning. I thought it might be the head coach as opposed to the GM. You could have maybe told me both got fired, but it's just the general manager in Chris Greer. And senior personnel executive Champ Kelly will serve as the interim GM, which is a big deal since the trade deadline, oh, by the way, coming up on Tuesday in the NFL. And Champ Kelly will have some big decisions to make on his hand with a number of veteran players on that Dolphins roster being talked about amongst the NFL circles as potential trade candidates. I mean, think about Jalen Phillips, Bradley Chubb, Matthew Judon. The list goes on and on for these Miami Dolphins, who are now 2-7 and might be looking to be sellers at Tuesday's deadline. But for me, as it pertains to the Dolphins, and we'll get to the Ravens a little bit later, I don't think they're as interesting as the Miami part of the last night's equation. This is a start for Miami. An emphasis on start. Because they have a lot of work to do if they're going to eventually turn this thing around. I mean, watching the game last night, and they're showing cutaways to Dan Marino up there in the luxury suite. He's got his aquamarine teal jacket on, whatever the hell you want to call the color. And you could just see He looks like a disappointed father watching like his kids just absolutely poop the bed in front of national audience. Like he looks so just like, oh, I mean, can you believe how these guys are playing? Like that's the facial expression that Dan Marino had. And like, this is an all-time great player. Like, yeah, I know he didn't win the Super Bowl, but an all-time great quarterback. And he's watching the team that he loves, the team that he's been a part of trying to help build. And it's terrible. And a lot of that falls on Chris Greer, the general manager, who picks the players. Like Chris Greer, I know he's gotten a lot of flack for drafting Tua over Justin Herbert back in 2020 during that draft. Like think back at that one, how that's aged like milk. But I will say this, because I know a lot of people will bring that up. Like, let's be honest about it. And let's not have revisionist history. There were a lot of people that were like team Tua over Herbert in that 2020 draft. It wasn't just Chris Greer. Like, I don't think in real time people were like, oh my goodness, can you believe he drafted Tua over Herbert? Like Herbert's years at Oregon weren't that great, which is why Mario Cristobal has been getting a lot of flack for what he's been doing with talented rosters. But like he got flack for drafting Tua over Herbert. And that I can at least say, you know what? GMs make mistakes. The problem for Chris Greer is the doubling down on the mistake. Because even a couple of years ago when they decided, hey, we want to make Tua our franchise quarterback, it was the wrong decision. Too many of these teams fall into, well, what's our alternative? Let's just give this guy a boatload of money. Well, look at you now. Where did that get you? For Chris Greer, it got him unemployed. But, like, where did it get the Miami Dolphins as a whole with Tua Tagovailoa? Who, like, we have to talk about it. It's part of Tua's story. The concussion issues that are there with him. Who knows how long he plays. And also, too, concussions aside, just look at how he's playing when he's on the field. Does that look like a face of the franchise? What we saw last night, does that look like a quarterback that you think can win you multiple playoff games and win the Super Bowl, which is the ultimate goal for all 32 teams across the NFL? At least that's what they tell us. But to me, like that was the big issue and the big mistake by Chris Greer, doubling down and saying, we're going to give this guy this monster extension after we all knew, hey, man, this is not it. Yeah, like Tua could be a pretty good quarterback. Maybe, yeah, you can win 8-9 games. But if you actually want to hoist the Lombardi trophy, this is not it. But it's not just Chris Greer. It's also the head coach. The head coach, Mike McDaniel, who last night, you could see the facial expressions, how he was emoting, cussing at guys, yelling at players. Like, this was as expressive as we've seen Mike McDaniel in his coaching tenure as the Miami Dolphins head coach. And ESPN's Adam Schefter earlier this afternoon reported that Mike McDaniel will be the head coach for at least the end of the regular season for the Miami Dolphins. He ain't going anywhere, at least for the time being. Make it make sense. Honestly, like make it make sense. This dude has been done as head coach of the Miami Dolphins. He was done at the end of last year, which is why the owner, Stephen Ross, had to issue the statement saying that Greer and McDaniel would be back in 2025. If all was gravy, you don't have to issue that statement. But he issued the statement because there was a legitimate argument for firing this dude at the end of December last year. And now this year, the team is sitting here at 2-7 at the midway point. Like, last night, the fan base, and they told you they were pretty much done with Mike McDaniel and this Dolphins operation as currently constructed, because you could hear the boos all throughout the stadium. And I know, Jake, you have the cut ready to roll for this one. Listen to this, folks. If you did not hear this clip last night or early this morning on social media, this was Mike McDaniel when he was asked by the Miami Dolphins reporters after the game what it was like hearing all of the boos as they were getting their tails kicked by the Baltimore Ravens.
Personally, it's, you know, you want to dictate the terms, you want to fix stuff, and yeah, it sucks. That sucks. All of that does. But, you know, I think it's a pretty consistent formula of, you know, fans enjoy winning. And so our expectation is that we have to do the work and do the right things.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Do the work and do the right things. Fans enjoy winning. Buddy, you haven't been winning. Once again, 2-7 as the Dolphins head coach this year. This is coming off of a season where they had failed expectations last year in 2024 after getting off to a 2-6 start. Like, I think the issue here for the Miami Dolphins, because like I've seen people make the case, well, like, you know, the players haven't entirely quit. And look at Mike McDaniel's offense. Like, he runs good plays. Two things can be true, in my opinion, in this situation, as in most situations, because there's nuance to everything in life. Mike McDaniel, I believe, is smart. And I believe he does call good plays. But Mike McDaniel is not a head coach. That I feel really confident in saying. And the Dolphins, they don't need a play caller. They need a head coach because for the last couple of years, they don't have one. They have a guy who has a title of head coach, but they don't have an actual head coach. And just think about everything that we know about Miami over these last couple of years. I mean, I hate to say it because it might sound cliche, but it's the honest truth. This team is just soft, man. They are. They didn't like a couple of years ago, Vic Fangio, when he was a defensive coordinator, he was working them too hard, wasn't a personality fit with Mike McDaniel as a head coach, Vic Fangio as a defensive coordinator. Oh, all Vic Fangio has done is won a Super Bowl with the Philadelphia Eagles, an actual serious organization, as opposed to what the Miami Dolphins are doing. Like, we see them every year struggling in short yardage. Here's this end around. Here's this horizontal play. Like, the whole thing screams soft. Like, that's what it is for the Miami Dolphins. And at least for right now, the head coach isn't going anywhere. I'm assuming they'll make the decision later on in early January when we realize that this team is still going to be really, really bad. And Stephen Ross says, I can't continue with this. Like, I don't expect Mike McDaniel to be the head coach of Miami in 2026. I mean, if he is, Dolphin season ticket holders, sell those bad boys. Don't renew if that's the case, because you don't want to see what's going to happen next year if this guy comes back. But Mike McDaniel is also just a part of the equation. Like, Tua, in my opinion, needs to be benched. Like, you can't do it anymore with Tua. As I said, this guy is not the quarterback of the future. Why are we continuing down this path? And the problem with the Dolphins and Tua is a problem that you see in all walks of life, whether it's sports or in business or whatever. The problem is the sunk cost fallacy with Tua. That's the main issue. They gave him the massive contract, and now kicks in the sunk cost fallacy. And for those who might not know the sunk cost fallacy, it is the phenomenon whereby a person is reluctant to abandon a strategy or course of action because they have invested heavily in it, even when it is clear that abandonment would be more beneficial. Ladies and gentlemen, the 2025 Miami Dolphins. Whether it's the head coach, whether it's the quarterback, the sunk cost fallacy is drowning the Miami Dolphins. And last night, you look at how Tua's playing in the game. Oh, you know, like, his stats weren't that bad, had an interception. Look at his QBR, which once again, 0 out of 100. Posting a QBR of 22.7 against a Ravens defense that's not even good. 22.7 in a home game against a bad defense. What more do we need to see? Anybody out there making the case for Tua Tagovailoa as potential Super Bowl winning quarterback? What more do the Dolphins need to see? Now, you might say, hey, Femi, well, Tua's got a massive contract. How do they get out of that? Buddy, We just went over the sunk cost fallacy. You got to get out of that thing and then just charge on forward. Look at the Denver Broncos, what they did a couple of years ago with Russell Wilson's contract. That was a massive deal. Denver ate an $88 million dead cap hit. If the Dolphins cut Tua after this season, heading into this offseason, it is a $99.2 million dead cap hit. It's brutal, and it is a tough pill to swallow, but it is a necessary pill to swallow because this operation is going absolutely nowhere with Mike McDaniel as head coach and Tua Tagovailoa as the quarterback. On the other side, we'll hit all the other top stories throughout the world of sports, including tonight's Game 6 in the World Series.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at cinfin.com.